Act 3, Scene 2.
A lady called Miss Fairfax has just arrived to see Mr. Worthing. She says she has an important business matter to discuss with him.
Isn't Mr. Worthing in the library?
No, miss. He left in the direction of the rectory some time ago.
All right, Merriman, bring the lady out here. I expect Mr. Worthing will be back soon. And can you bring us some tea?
Yes, miss.
I don't think I've met Miss Fairfax before. I expect she's one of these elderly ladies who help Uncle Jack with his humanitarian work. I'm not sure I like ladies who are interested in good works. They usually talk about them endlessly and expect everyone to be fascinated.
Miss Fairfax.
Let me introduce myself to you. My name is Cecily Cardew.
Cecily Cardew. What a lovely name. I like you already. I'm sure we'll soon be the greatest friends.
How nice of you to like me after we've known each other such a short time. Please sit down, Miss Fairfax.
Thank you. Please call me Gwendolyn. May I call you Cecily?
With pleasure.
Perhaps this would be a good time to tell you who I am. My father is Lord Bracknell. Have you ever heard of him?
No, I don't think so.
That's not surprising. My father does not go out much. When mixing in public, one must drink rather a lot of wine, and it makes him feel unwell. Tell me, how long are you staying here?
Oh, I'm not a visitor. I live here.
Really? I expect your mother lives here too.
Oh, no. I haven't got a mother, or any other relatives. My dear guardian, with the help of Miss Prism, takes care of me.
Your guardian?
Yes, I'm Mr. Worthing's ward.
It's very strange that he's never mentioned you. How secretive. He grows more interesting by the hour. Cecily, I liked you the moment I met you, but I must tell you, I'm a little worried. May I speak freely?
Please do. I think when someone has anything unpleasant to say, they should always speak freely.
Well, I must tell you that I'd prefer it if you were a little older and not quite so attractive. In fact, I'd prefer it if you were 42 at least and very ordinary looking. Ernest has got a strong nature and he's a very honourable man, but even men of the best moral character can be influenced by physical beauty.
I beg your pardon, Gwendolyn. Did you say Ernest?
Yes.
Oh, but Mr. Ernest Worthing isn't my guardian. It's his brother, Jack.
Ernest never mentioned that he had a brother.
I'm sorry to say that they're not on good terms.
That explains it. I expect the subject is painful for him. I was getting quite worried, and I wouldn't like anything to interfere with our friendship, dear Cecily. But are you absolutely certain that Mr. Ernest Worthing is not your guardian?
Quite certain. In fact, I am going to be his.
I beg your pardon? I don't understand.
Dearest Gwendolyn, there's no reason why it should be a secret. The announcement will appear in our local newspaper next week. Mr. Ernest Worthing and I are engaged to be married.
My dear Cecily, I think there must be some mistake. Mr. Ernest Worthing is engaged to me. I'm sure the announcement will appear in the Morning Post by Saturday at the latest.
I'm afraid there's been a misunderstanding. Ernest proposed to me exactly 10 minutes ago. I don't want to cause you pain, dear Gwendolyn, but it's clear that after he proposed to you, Ernest changed his mind.
If the poor man has been trapped into some foolish promise, I consider it my duty to rescue him at once.
Whatever unfortunate complication my darling boy has got into, I'll never mention it after we're married.
Are you referring to me as a complication, Miss Cardew? You're very impolite.
You have suggested, Miss Fairfax, that I trapped Ernest into an engagement. How dare you? This is no time for the mask of polite manners. When I see a spade, I call it a spade.
I don't believe I've ever seen a spade. I believe it's an agricultural instrument used by farmers, although I've never visited a farm. Our social circles are very different, Miss Cardew. I mix in city circles, whereas you appear to spend all your time in the country. Personally, I can't imagine how anybody manages to exist in the country. It bores me to death.
Here's some tea for you, miss.
Yes, thank you. May I offer you some tea, Miss Fairfax?
Thank you. Horrible girl, but I desperately need a cup of tea.
Sugar?
No, thank you. Sugar is not fashionable anymore.
Cake or bread and butter?
Bread and butter, please. Cake is rarely seen at the best houses nowadays.
Merriman, please give this to Miss Fairfax.
You've put sugar in my tea and given me cake, although I asked for bread and butter. You're a false, two-faced girl. I felt it from the moment I saw you. I'm generally known for my gentleness and the sweetness of my character. But I warn you, Miss Cardew, you've gone too far.
There is nothing I would not do to save my poor innocent boy from an ambitious woman. It seems to me, Miss Fairfax, that I've taken too much of your valuable time. I'm sure you have other visits to make in the neighbourhood. Good day, Miss Fairfax.